you can probably treat yourself to an ad-free upgrade, or at least grab an extra latte. After getting a Chime checking account with features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe, no minimum balance requirements, and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. That's chime.com/goals24. Chime. Feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.
Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
941 You Decide 2024 Spotlight. Star-studded fundraiser for President Biden set a new record for the most ever haul for a single political event. WOKV Samantha Manning back from Baltimore, now in Washington. How much money are we talking about here?
Yeah, Rich, it's a lot of money, and it's going to be a huge event. The fundraiser at Radio City Music Hall is raising $25 million. So it's a big event. And one of the big attractions is going to be an onstage conversation with President Biden and former Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton. And that's going to be moderated by comedian Stephen Colbert. There's also a lineup of big musical performers, Queen Latifah, Lizzo, Ben Platt. They're going to be there performing, and it's going to be hosted by actress Mindy Kaling. They're expecting at least 5,000 people to attend, and tickets are starting around $225. So it's a huge, huge event, and it's a chance for the president to test the power of the campaign cash. But, of course, if we look back at 2016, former President Trump was able to prove he didn't necessarily need to raise the most money in order to seize the presidency. So it's not the only factor at play, but definitely a big event ahead.
Still, though, Sam, there's such a wide margin between Biden and Trump when it comes to money, and this just continues to add to the war chest for Biden.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, and especially with former President Trump's legal troubles, in his personal life happening now with his personal finances. So this is definitely giving President Biden an upper hand.
All right, what's Trump doing in New York City today?
Yeah, so a very different tone for his day. Former President Trump is attending the wake of an NYPD officer who was shot and killed in the line of duty. We're talking about Officer Jonathan Diller. He was shot and killed during a traffic stop on Monday. He was shot below his bulletproof vest while approaching an illegally parked car in Queens. And, of course, former President Trump has made crime a big focus of this run for the White House, and he's accused President Biden of lacking toughness. So this very much falls in line with his calls for tougher penalties for crimes.
Yeah, we'll have audio of that as once we hear eventually from former President Trump a little bit later today. It'll be one of the top stories into the afternoon. Hey, Sam, before I let you get, I saw you in Baltimore last evening at the site of the bridge collapse, and we were hearing from Kirsten Garris yesterday morning as well. Just can you describe the scope of the damage and how big of a transportation issue this is going to be? I know we've heard in the last couple of days from the Transportation Secretary Buttigieg.
Yeah, it's a big deal, especially for the people living around that area. So, the bridge itself, of course, is in Baltimore, but where we were yesterday, it's Pasadena, the part of Maryland that's not too far from there. And a lot of those people rely on that bridge, right, to get to work. So there were folks that we were talking to, they said, it's nearly doubling their commutes to work. And of course, look, the human impact here is the most important thing, of course. But you're right, it is causing a huge traffic issue for a lot of people in the surrounding areas in Maryland. And the president talked about, helping Baltimore and they're going to rebuild. But they also pointed out it's going to take time and it's going to take money. So it's not going to happen overnight. So this is something people living in that area are going to be dealing with for quite some time.
Yeah. And obviously the port is not able to see any activity happen until the ship and the bridge debris is removed. And that alone is going to take time as well. Congress out on the Easter break. We'll see just how quickly this moves up to the top of the agenda once they return. WOKV Samantha Manning live for us in Washington. Thanks.
With Chime Secure Credit Card, you can start improving your credit scores with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments. Get started at chime.com/build. The Chime Credit Builder Visa Credit Card is issued by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Results may vary. See chime.com for details. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.